You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Nearly two dozen protesters gathered outside of the federal building in Syracuse on Thursday to protest the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and to show their support for victims of sexual violence. The protest was one of many across the country, while Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified before the Senate Judiciary Panel about Kavanaugh allegedly sexually assaulting her in the past. Sylvia Maycor is a member of Uplift Syracuse and explained how friends of hers came forward with survivor stories of their own and encouraged others to be brave as well.
Just like the patriotic women who have come forward against Judge Kavanaugh, they had nothing to gain by sharing their stories with me. They wanted to unburden their souls and feel that need to be understood. Survivors' voices need to be heard and believed. That's why we need to cancel Kavanaugh.
The more you're quiet, the more things are just going to keep getting brushed under the rug. So the people in power need to realize that this is a big problem. The more money and power you have, the more you're able to do it and get away with it.
That's Ashley Lovine, who could be seen wiping away tears at the demonstration. She's a survivor of child sexual assault and worries that too many people miss the signs of abuse, especially before it's too late. Campus project coordinator for Vera House, Tiffany Breck, encouraged the protesters to come together and make noise so broken people, communities, and legal systems can one day be fixed.
The impact of somebody being victimized, being harmed, does not just stay with that individual. That impact ripples out into our communities. It gives us racism and sexism and opioid abuse and all sorts of really harmful things that we all end up being impacted by.
Meanwhile, the confirmation fight over Brett Kavanaugh will continue in the Senate. Several Republican senators have recently expressed their reluctance to support him. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website. And while you're there, help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.